Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Emergency responders. Emergency responders thrive in high-pressure situations. Mindful tip, be prepared for the unexpected. Prioritize self-care and embrace continuous training. And in accounting, accountants excel in precision and compliance. Mindful tip, develop a keen eye for detail. Stay updated on regulations and embrace a proactive approach to financial management.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer, and I hope everyone is in good health. Happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating a birthday. Please treat yourself with kindness every day. I have always urgency on the brain, and this goes with the territory of being a business owner, working in sales, marketing, and being in the self-employment arena. I'm also a radio producer and host. So I have to have rapid decision-making, adaptability, stress management, and immediate action. In other words, I have to have a spring in my step, if you want to know. Time matters now. The urgency for business is our topic today, and we must have different mindsets for different work and situations. And I will get into that in a minute. Good morning, Rich Tuttle, our engineer and business champion contributor. What is on your mindset this morning?
Good morning, Marietta. It's definitely a much different day than last Saturday when we woke up to a little bit of snow on the ground and you had a little bit of a slippery driveway condition.
Right. So, but you made it with no problem. I stayed home, but I'm so happy to be in the studio. It's nothing like doing the show here from the studio. So I'm very excited. Before we get started, I have some announcements. Upcoming educational online Life Talk with Marietta programs, please go to thebusinesschampion.com, the website to sign up. And here it is. March 7th, 7 to 8 p.m., Strategies to Cut Your Ink Expenses with Greg O'Neill, the owner of Cartridge World of Norwalk. March 19th, 7 to 8, Women Health After 55, Understanding Menopause and Beyond with guest speaker Dr. Chris Gilbert. So, and what's involved? You don't have to do a thing except dial a number. Here it is, but you have to do some preparation work. So you have to pick the topic. You have to go to the businesschampion.com. You pay for the program. All our programs are between $10 and $20. That's a defray cost that we have to start charging. So, and you will get a phone number after you pay, and you dial into our audio chat room that day and time of the scheduled program. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you can call us at 203-505-3660. And here's the nice thing. You don't have to leave the house. You can just stay there. You don't have to drive. A lot of people don't drive at night. So it is not a Zoom room. It's an audio room. And it's accessible with a special phone number that I will give you after you pay. So how easy is that? And you'll get your education. And another thing I just want to tell you, with this Greg O'Neill, the owner of Cartridge World, I've been buying from him for years. You know, the cartridges, and I got a new HP printer. Now, and we know how expensive the real cartridges are. So you got to know what to do, because the company, as they do updates, they don't accept the cartridges. So we get the info from the person that sells it and is the specialist in it. Anyway, so go to thebusinesschampion.com, look at it. If you're confused, if it's confusing to you, please call us, 203-505-3660. We'd love to have you. And I have another announcement. Dive into a world of holistic wellness with Dr. Whitten, a naturopathic physician and expert in integrative oncology. Learn how traditional Chinese medicine enhances the healing journey at Adonai Optimal Health in Monroe, Connecticut. Hey, it's right around the corner. So on the web, it's AdonaiOHW.com. AdonaiOHW.com. And Dr. Whitten will be with us next Saturday. How exciting is that? Great to have you on board, and a big shout out to our Dr. Whitten. So we will see you next week. I'm ready to rock.
Sales professionals live in a fast-paced world. Mindful tip: cultivate a results-driven mindset, embrace rejection as part of the journey, and stay adaptable to evolving market dynamics. Tech IT minds are innovative problem solvers. Mindful tip: stay curious, commit to lifelong learning, and be resilient in the face of rapid technological changes.
Thank you for tuning in to the Business Champion Show on WICC 600, 107.3 FM. Yes, and time matters now, the urgency for business. I'm so excited, I almost lost my words. But no, let's get to know the different mindsets we have to have for different industries. And you know, it's amazing when you dive into this, when you do research and you immerse yourself, because you normally don't think, you think about it on the surface, but you don't go into really details thinking about it. But here it comes. So when employers state that a work or a workplace is a fast-paced environment, now, they're describing a work setting that is characterized by a high-level activity, a rapid rate of workflow, and a need for employees to handle multiple tasks quickly and efficiently. And here are some aspects that employers may imply when using the term fast-paced environment. Yeah, I said fast. I've seen that when, you know, when a few years back, I've seen, oh, fast-paced environment. I never zeroed in on that. So that means quick decision-making. All employees and business owners, they have to make quick decisions. And it's expected that they make decisions promptly and often on the spot. There may be limited time for extensive deliberation, requiring individuals to think on their feet, such as medical, the health, emergency people, police, firefighters, customer service, sales, radio hosts, radio and TV, journalists, stockbrokers. Oh my God, the list is, I can't even list it all. I would take the whole show. That's a very quick environment, and they're going in one direction for 15 minutes, and they're being told go to another direction, and that may change over the next couple hours. And you have to have the right mindset to be working in that environment. So if you think very slow and everything, you don't fit in there. So when looking for jobs, you got to know all of this. People say, yeah, I know this. Yeah, we got it. No. Immerse yourself into all of this, like I did. So I didn't have this readily available. You know, emergency people and some of the medical and firefighter, they got to act quick. And, you know, but beyond that, you don't think about it unless you got to talk about it. And this is what I did. Rich, I'd like to bring you in quickly. I know you're dying to say something.
When you mentioned about the stock market and stock brokers, that back in the 60s, my class took a tour of the New York Stock Exchange, and this is before they had all the technological advances like they have now. And just to watch them down on the floor as they're going from one location to another and with all the signals and everything, I had no idea what they were doing. But, yeah, it was extremely fast-paced.
Yeah. So now, What about high work volume? The workload is typically substantial with a significant amount of tasks, projects, or responsibilities to be managed within tight deadlines. Employees should be able to handle a large volume of work efficiently. Now, that means your mindset has to be in fourth or fifth gear in overdrive all the time, fourth and fifth. You won't be able to do it with idle first, second, and third. Forget it. Fourth and fifth gear, if we want to bring those terms in, that's what I thought of. Now, I know the insurance and medical claims when online, they have a certain quota every single day, and they're being closely monitored how many claims, they handle online with people. Oh, my God. Right? Now, take Amazon. You know, I'm a big Amazon buyer. So they always tell us, your item has been shipped. Your item has arrived. The item will be delivered from a time, let's say 12 noon till 7 o'clock at night. And you know what? These guys really deliver. They really, in that time period, they deliver. Now, can you imagine a slow thinker or somebody who, here's a better example, somebody who has a time management problem. You know how many people I meet that have time management problems? It's incredible. Would they fit into something like this with a mindset? Absolutely not. You know, delivering packages. It came to mind right away. Or working in a distribution center. You know, once the packages come in and fly in, and the various trucks come in from the airports, they have to distribute these packages to various areas. They got to move and shake. They can't have a slow mind.
There's no long coffee breaks there.
You said it. Yeah. So being able to change directions in a work environment. Just like a sailboat with the wind that you have to have. It's just, we can't stay stuck. When you're stuck in the mind, you could never change as quickly as the wind changes, in a work environment, and even a sailboat as an analogy. Rigidness has no place in a fast-paced environment. That's the point I want to make.
Healthcare requires compassion and adaptability. Mindful tip, prioritize patient care, stay resilient in challenging moments, and keep learning to stay at the forefront of medical advancements. Creative minds thrive on imagination. Mindful tip, embrace experimentation. Don't fear failure and allow your creativity to flourish.
The mindset we have to have, the urgency for business, and we're talking about the fast-paced environment where you really have to be on your toes mentally and everything, and multitasking. Employees are often required to handle multiple tasks simultaneously, juggling various responsibilities and switching between them seamlessly in common expectation in a fast-paced environment. A lot of people can't do that. Oh, my God. And you know what? Those are little tidbits I have for you this morning. You know, we only have 30 minutes in the show, but they can really start to make you think. Why do you hate to go to work in the morning? Why do you feel uncomfortable at your place of work? Why do you get agita? Why do you get headaches? Why do you do this? Maybe you should really rethink of if the work environment, if a fast-paced environment is optimal for you. What do you think, Rich?
Absolutely. How many times have we heard from, whether it be friends or family or just acquaintances that you meet, that say, I absolutely hate my job. I hate getting up in the morning. And you're right. Maybe it's time to move on and look for something else.
Yeah. You know what we were able to handle 40 years ago? You know, when you started working behind, let's say, a pharmacy, let's say, for instance, to give that example, what I was talking to you about. And boy, this woman must be in her 80s now. She's a great person, has everything under control as the pharmacists work in the back, and she handles the customers. They pick up their meds and everything. And boy, was she nasty yesterday to me. And I said, did we start off on the wrong side of the bed? No, I've been working here for 40 years. And you know what? Sometimes that fast-paced environment really gets to you. Whatever was on her brain, on her mind, she's normally not like that.
Because the other thing it could have been is, I've run into this where you see that when you actually ask them, like you said, like, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? And, well, yeah. I just had a customer that just drove me nuts, and they were argumentative, and they didn't communicate well. And so they carry it over instead of dropping it at the end. They moved it on and dealt with you the same way.
Exactly. So even though everything, there were no lines or anything, and she's a pleasure. She's in her 80s, and bless her, and she's always very kind, to smile and everything. But boy, was she. Oh, my God. You know, after 40 years, you know, everything can get to you, you know. And I totally understand that.
Everybody's entitled to have a bad moment now
and then.
I know.
I know. But here it comes. What about some of the less urgent businesses? Hey, government agencies. Government offices and agencies often have structured processes and procedures, and decision making may involve bureaucratic steps. I can't say the word, resulting in a generally slower pace. Well, that's a fact. When you call anybody, agencies, I always have urgency. When I was in the mortgage business and I needed certain documents from certain agencies, everything I do is urgent. So I have to motivate really the people that I'm calling. I have to have a certain tone of voice and really get them to do it now and not, you know, oh, it gets on the pile. But it's amazing. They have a slower pace, a structured, there is no urgency there. Okay.
A lot of people would think that dealing with the government, they have a very slow pace as it is anyway.
Yeah, now get this. Educational institutions, schools, colleges, and universities generally follow an academic calendar, providing a more predictable and structured environment with regular semesters and breaks. Same thing. All right. Now, healthcare. While healthcare is in general and can be a fast pace, certain roles in healthcare, such as research, administration, or certain specialized clinics, may operate at a more moderate pace. That's very true.
You mentioned early on about the emergency rooms. That would be where
sure.
You have to be right on top of it when somebody rolls in. You have no idea. You have the basics for whatever the emergency techs have come in with the ambulance. They do the vital signs, but then you have to be able to diagnose quickly and come to a decision. Do you need to do x-rays? Do you need to put people right into surgery? Is it something that you can just give them a shot, especially with the fentanyl, dealing with that? It's a very fast pace.
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
same with the police and the fire, that
right.
they have split-second decisions.
Right. Now, on Tuesday, Luca, our intern, will interview us, and we'll record it and everything. And I said, Luca, you're going to graduate this year. What's happening afterwards? Well, I want to learn about health and wellness and everything. So he's going to go to New York University. I really have to ask him, a fast-paced environment, or do you feel better in administration? So nobody talks about that, you know, the fast pace and the slower pace and where you fit in. So it's interesting. I'm learning many, many things. And here it comes, libraries. I go to libraries all the time. And there's one particular library, which I'm not going to mention. I don't want to make anybody feel bad. But, you know, I'm always upbeat. That's just my motor is on when I'm leaving, right? So I go to this library, and normally I want to speak maybe with the director. Really nice people there. And I see this young man. He must be way under 30. And he has an energy about him. It's like He's not with us. He's no longer with the living. I said, what the heck is, you know, wrong with him? And you know what? I would never make it in a library because I'm too alive. I got to move and shake. Can you imagine? They would think, who's this nervous
In
nut?
My hometown out Long Island, yeah. The library we had was in an old house, one of those old mansions, and the floors would creak with the wood floors, and they had big comfortable chairs. And so you always heard a little bit of talking in that, but they've gotten to now where it's, again, with the technology, that they can look up things right away, but you have to have somebody in charge that knows where to find things, even with using all the equipment that they have.
But you know, Rich, we also have to know where we fit in. Now, I was just talking about the library, and I said he's no longer with the living. And but after doing this research, I would never fit in behind that desk because people would say, who's that funny nut? Because I'm too alive, and that's not required. It's a quiet environment. All right? I would die if I was, you know, in an environment like that.
In the old days, you think of a librarian as being kind of like the fuddy-duddy. I don't even know if they use that term anymore.
Yeah. So I understand totally now. Well, libraries are out for me as far as working there, so I know we got to go for a break.
Legal minds value precision and ethical judgment. Mindful tip, hone your analytical skills, stay updated on legal developments, and uphold the highest standards of integrity. Entrepreneurs are risk takers and visionaries. Mindful tip, embrace uncertainty, learn from failures, and stay focused on your long-term vision.
I will continue with the less urgency in other businesses and research and development. In industries where research and development are key, then there may be a more measured pace as professionals engage in thorough analysis, experimentation, and testing before implementing changes or launching products. Would also not be for me in that environment. I do research all the time, but then I got to, you know, make a decision and act accordingly, implement it. So I wouldn't fit into research and development. But, you know, I want to bring in utilities, electricity and water. And we had a situation here, and I'm going to change the story a little bit because I don't want to, you know, I'm changing the story a little bit. So we had an individual that worked for a utility company for a long time, and I really liked that person. Oh, he can talk, and this, he's so great, and, you know. So, and wouldn't you know, we had several questions that I would give him, and I came in from a different angle, and the person couldn't respond. And, of course, I helped him along. And when we got off air, you know, he said, you threw me off. I said, why is that? Well, you didn't ask the question 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. I said, you were great. Don't worry about it. And I could tell he didn't feel good about himself. And this is what I'm saying. When you're in environments, certain environments where you have steadiness, there is no immediate urgency. You think differently. As a matter of fact, you get stale. Mentally, you get stale. This is my opinion, and I can voice my opinion.
Absolutely. People have to learn to be flexible. I would think in just about any job you have, sometimes it's more urgent. Again, depends
right.
on how quickly you have to come up with decisions.
Right. But if you go to work every day, you know, and you do the same darn thing, well, I wouldn't be under the living, you know, if I did that kind of work.
That would get boring, I think. If
oh,
it was
my
the same.
God. How can you do this just to earn a couple of dollars, $2.50? Forget it. That's not living. So what I'm saying is it's very hard for somebody who's like a record. You know, they know what to expect, and you cannot, they have to do it in sequence. Otherwise, they don't function. They don't work. And another thing, I've been in sales for 40 years. Sales, marketing, high power everything. So talking to a person, I worked in sales, not to mention the industry. And you know what? Even when you're retired, you will still have that same energy. Maybe it's turned back a little bit. You were not working on commission. No, you were a paid employee. Yeah? Going into the arena of the high-powered salespeople, you have to have a certain energy, and that energy will always stay with you. Always. Maybe a little turned back, a little turned down, tuned down, but you will always have that. So that's how you can tell that they were, you know, not telling the truth. But I don't care.
Education minds shape the future. Mindful tip, cultivate patience, foster a love for learning, and embrace adaptability to connect with students effectively. Nonprofit minds are driven by purpose. Mindful tip, stay committed to your mission, build strong relationships, and be resourceful in making a positive impact. Reach out to me.
We only have a couple of minutes left, 2 or 3 minutes, and I have to tell you, I feel very comfortable in this fast-paced environment, and my mindset is accordingly. I like high work volume, and those are projects that I create and then implement, and I work with other like-minded individuals. It took me years to find them. It took me years to really build all of this with constant changes, you know, with the pulse and everything. And look what happened with COVID. 3 years, you know, we couldn't do anything. But in those three years, I did a lot of thinking. And, you know, you have to have a purpose. And if I didn't create those programs and I have joy and drive behind them, you know, let's see if it works. And if it doesn't work, let's make adjustments and let's try it again. And look at the skills and talents. I thought about this in 1996 when I was still a finance broker. And I said, what would you do, Marietta? And it was right after my stroke, right after my recuperation. And I said, I like to pass on the skills and talents, what I learned. So I know the building of all of that. You know, when you have certain signs from not being able to conquer different things and get that all worked out till you're actually up and running. And this is what I teach. And I absolutely love it. You have to know how somebody thinks. The first thing I said to Luca, the intern, I want to learn how you think. Well, give me the questions you want. No, I said, I'm not going to give you the questions. I have the websites. Look at it. Create the questions. And then we're going to do the show. It will be on an online program. And this way I know how you think. You will give me an insights of how you think. And how you perceive, how you really see us, Kmart Educational Services. That's important, and I know y'all gonna do a good job. But I also will know if you used AI. I want everybody to know that. You know, I'm not a fool here. So anyway, we'll see you next week with Dr. Witten, gut health. I love that. I love that topic. So have a great week, a great Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thank you, Rich. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we're on again. The Business Champion Show. Thank you. Bye-bye now.